Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good, thanks. So you want to hear about my favorite thing we did in Iceland?
Absolutely.
It's called the Vestmann Eyjar, which is probably butchering the name. So it's Icelandic for the Westman Islands.
Yes.
And we went to one called, I think, Heimaey or Heimaey. And it is, the best way to describe it is that it's like Gloucester, except like it's a functional commercial fishing town that is also kind of pretty, except that it is in this like volcanic island, like a small volcanic island. I think it took us 10 minutes to drive from one side to the other. And
but we had to get there by boat.
But we had to get there by a boat. It was a 40-minute boat.
Ferry ride.
Ferry ride, yep. Which was a hoot. Oh my gosh. If you're used to these like big, smooth ferries that we take to Nantucket, this thing was like, this thing was like surfing the waves, you know?
It was great.
It was great. But it is amazing how dramatically and quickly this island rises out of the oceans and how high it gets. And we did a few things that were cool. It's like Puffin Central, home to puffins. Millions of them migrate there every year and nest. And then it has black sand beach. Like a really, actually, I thought it was the nicest black sand beach we saw.
Right.
The waves were gentle, et cetera. Beautiful vistas because it is, Heimaey is, at the center of a cluster of like 16 islands. And the other ones are not really inhabited, but are really pretty to look at. And you get great views of them because you're standing at the top of a cliff that's hundreds of feet out of the sea.
Or the volcano.
And then there's the volcano, which is, that was a trip. So this city got put on the map a little bit over 50 years ago because its local volcano erupted in a pretty considerable eruption. The island grew by 20%. And it almost shut down the fishing industry because the lava flows almost closed the mouth of the harbor. It got so dicey that they had the fire department shooting fire hoses at the lava to try and cool it off to stop its expansion to close the harbor. So that was really cool. It is off the beaten path. Not like, you know, I think some people know about it, but not everybody knows about it. So I think it's pretty cool and would definitely recommend spending a day out there, especially if it's a nice day. I think that was working in our favor.
Yeah. It was great.
We had a couple of windy, rainy days in Iceland, but that one was beautiful and sunny.
Yes. So it was great. We walked a lot of places there.
That's right. Cool. So this week we're talking about relocation and going from stress to success and how to make moving with kids easier. So what are some ways to help children adjust quickly to a new school or neighborhood?
So I have kind of a little format or a little set of ideas that I project to potentially relocating people.
Yeah.
First and foremost, if they happen to be moving in the summer, which people often do because they finish off their school year and then they want to move their kids to the next school year. Many, many times I've had my relo clients find a camp in the town where their children are going to go to school.
Yeah.
And it's great because typically the town camps are set in school, either school buildings or school yards or on the game fields.
Yeah.
And so then they might get to know one or two people before they start school.
That's right.
So that's one thing that I advocate big time for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I tell parents, which is really important, is when they're moving, the school is going to require children to have physicals when they go to their new schools. And I recommend that people who are moving oftentimes need a little bit of time to find a pediatrician or a doctor for themselves. So one of the things I tell my relo clients is to go see their pediatrician and get their child's annual physical done in June before they're moving in July or August. Because they'll need that information to get into schools.
That's right.
Those two things have, I think, really helped. I think people would say that it's helped them kind of move into the town. Mm-hmm. Or I recommend they can read the town local paper or come and have lunch at a couple places in town just so the kids get familiar with the playground, the restaurants, the town greens. So all of that, I think, plays into just getting familiar with where the children are going to be.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said for be adventurous and explore in your own town. You're not going to find on your own all of the highlights of the town, but if your kids can come into school and just not be totally clueless, right?
Yeah.
Then you're doing fine. Like, you know, in Belmont, the kids love to go to a couple of the local ice cream shops like Rancatore's and Moosey's. And it's like, doesn't matter if you don't go to like those exact ones, but as long as you go to like a ice cream shop and when your friends are like, let's go for ice cream and you have at least one idea, that helps with the social adjustment.
I think going to playgrounds, too, in the town when kids are moving someplace gets them just more familiar with places that they're likely to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Well, cool. And then how do you support families with young children during the home search and moving process to make the transition smoother for everyone?
So I think there are a couple components. One is the actual search for a home.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, parents have to bring children with them. And I think asking kids to go through the house looking process can be very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so personally, I've always kept in my car a box that has toys or crayons or things that the kids might be able to do just to entertain themselves. I try to make a schedule where it always involves the proper feeding of children. I think it's not fair to say, oh, we're going to go to eight houses. And, you know, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then we're going to go to lunch. I try to pace the process. And certainly you want to kind of listen to what they're saying about each house, which they get excited about, some of the things that they might like about a new house.
Right.
So I kind of do a variety of things.
Yeah, that makes sense. Most of my help probably comes from the like once you've landed. Because there are certain things that you need to do to kind of get things going for your kids. Like you got to register for the schools, right? And if you're new to the area, that starts with the research project. So like, how do I get registered for the schools, right? And being able to say, hey, look, you need a copy of your lease and you need like a, you know, utility bill to prove your residency.
Yeah.
Right? That just saves them a lot of trouble, right? It saves them a couple of phone calls to the school that's probably busy and doesn't pick up. And then they call them back a couple of days later and tells them they need more, you know, like the bureaucratic runaround. If you can help with that kind of stuff.
And the biggest one, as I mentioned, was they get here and they haven't had a physical and the school won't let them register. And so then they're scrambling for the doctor.
That's right.
So that's more of that bureaucratic paperwork that they need to be prepared for.
Yeah, and it's the kind of stuff where if you know it ahead of time, it's easy to deal with. And if you don't, it's really, really annoying. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. Okay. So, Mom, how do you involve kids in the moving process without overwhelming them?
Wow. It's so hard to move kids from what they know.
Yeah.
Even if you're going from one house to like one town over. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have to get them excited about something, about the move, whether it's they're going to move from the Midwest to Boston and they're going to be able to see the ocean that they've never seen before or spent time at. Or if you're moving and you want to go teach them to ski or...
You know, some of it is just like little tricks. Like when I go into a house, I'm like, oh, which bedroom do you want?
Yeah.
You know, and they have to go, you know, there's a project for them. It keeps them busy for like 15, 20 minutes. Like,
right.
This one's bigger.
Yeah.
But that one...
Has a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So...
I think making them part of the process, both outside of the house and inside the house, gets them somewhat excited.
That's right.
And kids are pretty adaptable and pretty amazing making change if you keep the vibe positive.
That's right. Cool. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston, or on the web at yeatsboston.com.